The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. Sponsored by Raiden Solicitors. Award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. I'm Lydia El-Khoury and I'm delighted today to be joined by Rachel Simkin from Youth Talk. And if you haven't heard about Youth Talk, bear with us. We're going to tell you all about it in just a few minutes. Hi, Rachel. Thanks a million for joining us on The Parents Show.
Hi, Lydia. Thank you so much for welcoming me on today. It's brilliant to have the opportunity to speak with you. Thank you.
All our pleasure. And I'm dying to hear about Youth Talk. So, Rachel, tell us all about it. Tell us about the organisation. When was it founded? Where are you based?
Brilliant. Thank you once again. So Youth Talk, we are your local charity providing free confidential counselling to 13 to 25 year olds who live, work or study in the St Albans district. So that includes St Albans as a town and all the surrounding areas. So Harpenden, Redbourne, Park Street, London Colney, Sandridge, you know, all the little villages within our district. Now, we were founded 25 years ago now, so few people know of us, but we were founded by a local GP, Ida, who recognised that there wasn't anywhere for young people to talk about their worries. So, you know, she was seeing more and more young people coming through on her caseload and just knew that there was a real gap and that young people needed somewhere, you know, before they got to crisis stage, to provide a safe place for them to talk about whatever was troubling them and playing on their mind. So yes, Youth Talk, we're providing a dedicated service to our local community for all that time. And actually now we've got a real challenge upon us to raise awareness of what we do as your local charity, helping our local young people, but also to raise much needed funds as well to help us continue to meet the growing need that we're facing.
I can only imagine. Honestly, Rachel, it's so fantastic to know Youth Talk is in St Albans and provides the service you do provide for the surrounding areas as well. So if someone was thinking about contacting Youth Talk, why would they? What kind of things do you want them to come to you about and how would they?
Yeah, great question. Thanks, Lydia. So Youth Talk are a self-referral service. So that's something that's really, really important for us. So young people need to get in contact with us directly themselves. So a young person can get in touch with Youth Talk by visiting our website, youthtalk.org.uk. And there's a really simple kind of referral form on there where they can complete their details and get in touch with us. Alternatively, they can email us at info@youthtalk.org.uk, or they can call us on 01727 868 684. And I'm sure we'll repeat all those details later on in the show.
Yes, but please.
Something that is key is that, you know, the young person gets in touch themselves because then they have real ownership of their support with us. And so once a young person has got in touch with Youth Talk, then what generally happens is they will be contacted by one of our fabulous reception admin ladies to check that we are the right service for them. So when you asked, you know, who may Youth Talk be able to support and help, we will see any young person that's in our district within that age range, 13 to 25, who is struggling with their mental health, who may be really struggling with anxiety, perhaps bereavement, bullying, you know, pressures with social media or gender identity, you know, depression, low mood, exam stress and pressure. There's so much of that in particular coming up in the coming months. And so that we will help a young person, no matter what is troubling them or playing on their mind, as long as they are not at risk of harm to themselves or others. We are not a crisis service. So what will happen is when a young person gets in contact with us, they will then speak with a qualified, experienced professional counsellor, right? So that will be the opportunity for just the young person and their counsellor to check that we are indeed the right service for them, because Youth Talk's a talking therapy. What will then happen is they will meet with a counsellor at the same time every week. So, you know, we can't offer that emergency support, whereas there are so many other charities that are better placed, you know, for crisis situations with an increase in kind of young people harming or with really grave kind of suicidal thoughts. Youth Talk are not the service for them. We're more a talking service, talking therapy to help young people get to the root cause of what is troubling them. We really firmly believe in the importance of early intervention. It's about helping young people before their worries really implode and get so much worse that then they're struggling to kind of learn to manage, you know, everyday life and situations, you know, too anxious to even go to school or to perhaps get a job. And so, you know, we've been really providing a lifeline to the community and local young people. But I mean, did you have any other questions about the ways in which we do help young people, Lydia?
So, I mean, the thing that struck me when you were speaking there is that it's actually really important that there isn't just crisis support out there, because every young person has anxieties, worries. I mean, they spike, they ebb and flow. And I think it's important, really important, to have a service that you can go to, not just in extremes,
yeah,
but just
absolutely.
With the kind of average, normal worries that everybody should have. So thanks for saying that. And thanks for doing what you're doing, because I think it's really important for young people to know that.
And something that I personally find really sad is that the challenges that we're facing as a charity are much greater, perhaps, than they were before. And a very sad reality that I am sorry to share is that young people are having to wait longer for the support that they're receiving with us, just due to the demand that we're facing. You know, we are a small charity. We are growing quickly, but at the same time, we only have a limited number of counsellors who do so many hours in every week. And, you know, we have a lot of young people waiting for our help right now, which is not dissimilar to other mental health agencies or CAMHS are the statutory service many parents may well be familiar with. So they're the Child and Adolescents Mental Health Service. And so Youth Talk, we have a number of referrals that come through from CAMHS, but also we've got a very good relationship with GPs, schools, the statutory services and CAMHS and everything, because we have been going for 25 years. So, you know, we have really good relationships with them. But I think the key thing always is for a young person to talk before it is, you know, really, really troubling them to the extent that then it just gets much worse and worse. And I think sometimes, you know, as parents and as, you know, just people who have good relationships with younger people, whether it's their peers or whatever, you know, we hear it said, talking helps. You know, a problem, I often say to my team, you know, a problem shared is a problem half, you know. It really is. And sometimes we overlook those really, really simple things. But actually, what's so important about Youth Talk is that that young person is accessing our service completely confidentially. I don't get involved, of course, in any of the details or what. So I would never have any need to know what a young person is talking about with their counsellor. That firmly remains in the room. Or we also do offer something that was new through COVID. You know, we do offer where it's preferred telephone or Zoom appointments.
That was my next question. So it's in person, on the telephone or online?
Yes. And what we, I mean, COVID, as a charity, we, like many people, had to switch overnight to offering a kind of hybrid or remote, service when everything went into lockdown. We were stopped from doing face-to-face counselling. Now, in years gone by, I don't think we ever would have considered that. But actually, there were positives of COVID that came through, and that was that hybrid model whereby for some young people, especially those perhaps, you know, the 13 to 17-year-olds, they may not drive. So therefore, they're dependent on public transport or being dropped off to Youth Talk or whatever it may be. And a lot of young people's challenges may well be happening at home. So therefore, you know, it's really important that we are making it as accessible as we can.
Do the young people need the permission or the knowledge of their parents to approach you?
No, not at all. And actually, we, you know, the very much so the confidentiality is something that we know is most important to young people. If a parent calls, we will not disclose any information that has been discussed. We don't know. It's very much between the counsellor and that young person. And of course, the notes and everything are recorded, yeah. But the relationship and what's discussed remains in the room, as it were. And unless they are at risk of harm to themselves or it becomes a safeguarding concern, of course, then it is considered very, very differently.
Of course. So that, I mean, that again would be a massive reassurance. So if any child 13 above can contact you independently, arrange to have a conversation on any of the types of communications that you mentioned, and the information will never be shared. I mean, that's unless there are mitigating circumstances.
Yeah. Or sometimes, you know, from obviously a fundraising and in terms of us, you know, how Youth Talk is able to exist, you know, we're only able to do that thanks to grants, support from our community. So we do, of course, share the positive impact that Youth Talk has. You know, we will anonymously share, you know, the meaningful stories that come through from young people who we've really helped transform their lives of and got to the root cause of what that problem is. And something that, you know, Youth Talk doesn't just offer a limited number of sessions. We will offer young people, should they need it, weekly support for up to a year. And that really is unheard of. And something that also then it means that, you know, rather than a young person coming kicking and screaming that they've been dragged and particularly unwell, that they're actually wanting to get better. They're wanting to make that commitment to see through, you know, look after their own well-being.
And Rachel, I'd love to know, do you have a feeling for why demand has increased? Is it COVID? Are young people less inclined to speak because social media is such a massive thing? You text what you're thinking, or you leave voice notes, but you don't speak properly. Or I'd love to know what you're seeing.
This is my personal opinion on it, but certainly also as, in fact, in terms of trends of the charity, even before the pandemic and COVID came along, we were already seeing an increase in demand for our service. You know, I personally do feel that the increase in kind of prominence of mental health, you know, the Royals did a huge amount for, you know, putting mental health out there. There was a lot of media coverage about 5 years ago, a bit more now. So I do feel mental health is much more, it's discussed and spoken about so much more. You know, it's hard for us to look anywhere without people talking about, you know, adults as well, the stress, the pressures of everyday life. I do personally believe, you know, they've got far greater. I think there is also, we've certainly seen COVID, you know, the silent pandemic. Our chief exec, David Barker, often refers to it being that of a mental health crisis. You know, we really are seeing a huge increase in the number of referrals. And certainly straight after COVID, you know, late 2020, early 2021, you know, challenges of anxiety, like serious anxiety and loneliness coming through. Now, I do think there are many positives of social media. You know, I can't imagine being in lockdown when I was a teenager. You know, there was no mobile phones. You know, everything was very, very different. So young people were able to stay connected with their friends, chat to them via phone, WhatsApp, Snapchat, all of these things. But then there is also the, you know, the grave effect of, you know, forever comparing, bullying, and, you know, much more information is just everywhere, isn't it? So easy to access for young people.
Absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head there in just saying that, you know, we all know there are pluses and minuses to it. But one thing that I thought you mentioned that was really interesting is loneliness. And like, is that a reason for people to contact you? Is it okay?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, our number one kind of referral, or the primary reason why young people refer to us is anxiety or problems with their mental health. You know, when a young person first gets in touch, completes our referral form, they may well say struggling with their mental health or, you know, low mood or something. But then actually, once they're building that trust in the room with their counsellor, you know, in 4 weeks' time, it may come through, you know, things start to come out of the woodwork a little bit, you know, as to why and what's really playing on their mind. And I think loneliness, you know, it also, there are a number of other challenges that that young person may be experiencing. But, you know, we're certainly seeing a lot more young people self-harming as well. And self-harming isn't sadly just, you know, it's not just cutting and burning, you know, it's all sorts of things, you know, whether it's disordered eating, kind of doing things in a certain way, obsessive behaviours around things. You know, we really do cover the whole spectrum, but we're certainly seeing anxiety is what, as the kind of overarching and low mood, what's gone through the roof. But something I often like to tell our supporters, actually, and I think this is what's so important, you know, with Youth Talk being a charity that serves just the St Albans district, you know, we'd like to help people further afield as well. But, you know, we've got more than enough to do just here in our hometown. And that is because we are such a high performing, high achieving kind of schooling environment. You know, we have some excellent schools. We've got so many fantastic secondary schools in our district that actually that inadvertently is putting that pressure on young people. And we have long seen that, you know, worries around exams, stress, you know, how they're performing, comparing against their peers is really far greater than perhaps other areas.
Thanks, Rachel. So, I mean, I just think this is, we're so, so lucky to have your service on our doorstep. So because we're the parent show, we're mainly focused on parents. So would you say to parents, you know, if your teen is struggling and you're not managing to crack through and create the dialogue you want around the kitchen tables, place the phone number in front of your child and say, you know what, if you don't want to talk to me, these are a great bunch of local people who are there too.
Absolutely. I mean, it's always really difficult for any parent, you know, encouraging someone to get help that's really struggling. That's hard. But absolutely, Youth Talk are your local charity. We are here to support our local young people with whatever is troubling them and playing on their mind. We offer a talking therapy, you know, to 13 to 25 year olds in our district. So yes, please do mention to your children or any young people you know that, you know, Youth Talk are here for you. You know, we are a service that is dedicated to providing that support. Now, one thing for sure that we are experiencing, I've mentioned a number of times, our demand. Now, it's a really exciting time for Youth Talk. If I may, Lydia, just share how, you know, we have recently launched a 5-year strategy. So we've been going for 25 years.
Brilliant.
And we have just done our first strategic kind of, you know, piece of work, and we want to double our provision. We know we have 100 young people, sadly, waiting for our help right now. But we've got between 80 and 100 in counselling every week. And we want to be offering 200 young people every week with that one-to-one counselling support that they need. And so as part of our 5-year strategy, that is a strategy for growth. We know that what we do works and that young people need our support. And so any support that our community can provide us with is immensely appreciated. You know, Youth Talk is a charity. The support of our community is what helps keep us going. And ultimately, we can only achieve our strategy and our vision for growth to reach more young people with the support of our local community. And something that's super even more exciting is one of the big pillars of our 5-year strategy is that we're moving into a new home. So we are soon moving. And actually, I've just...
Congratulations.
This morning. Thank you. I've just got the date. So the 8th of May, Youth Talk is going to be opening its new doors on at 64 London Road, St Albans. So we are moving from Dagnall Street down where we're currently, you know, we're in a basement of a big townhouse. So we've just outgrown it, really. So we're moving from 3-4 counselling rooms to 8 therapy rooms, plus space for group work, which is something we're currently piloting at the moment. So yeah, really have a very ambitious plan for growth to ultimately get more young people in through our door, helping more young people, because the longer they're waiting, the more troublesome and worrisome that their problems are. And we need to be helping more young people quicker.
Yeah, great. And I'm sure parents are thinking, this is brilliant. So happy it's here. How can I support you? I mean, how can we make Youth Talk as sustainable as possible? Because I think we're all in the same boat. Funding is limited. Yeah. So tell us, what can parents
do? Thank you. Well, everyone that is listening now, please mention Youth Talk to at least one person, because you never know who may be in need of our service, but more importantly, at the moment, able to help us. So we have live an appeal to help with the final push to see us into our new home. So that is a Just Giving page. May I share the link now?
Absolutely. And we'll share it on social media as
amazing,
well.
Amazing. Amazing. So if everyone listening could please visit, it's justgiving.com/campaign/new home. And you will see that we have a public appeal at the moment asking people to donate whatever they can. We really know that it's hard times at the moment. And we've actually had a number of previous kind of clients, young people who've accessed our service, donate, you know, just £5 and say, I'm really sorry. I wish I could donate more, but I, you know, you really helped me. And please don't feel, oh no, they're only looking for a £500 donation. Like, everyone who can make a small gift to support us today will be hugely appreciated. But also, if there are any local businesses or business owners who may be in a position to perhaps sponsor one of our counselling rooms, that would be amazing. But also, Lydia, you just actually, you know, anyone would think you're a fundraiser, Lydia. You just mentioned about the need for us to have stable, kind of longer term support for the future. So anyone who may be interested in setting up a regular gift in support of us, just £5 a month, you know, that anything like that, it provides us just with a little bit of peace of mind that we know we're going to have that extra £5 coming in every month. And so, you know, that really is quite a big area for us moving forward, just because we're really focused on ensuring sustainable long-term growth, rather than, you know, this isn't just a one-year fix. This is something that we know young people are going to only continue to need Youth Talk moving forward.
And of course, the more stable your funding is, the more you can plan more thoroughly and really react quickly to the trends.
Absolutely. The more counsellors we can get on board. At the moment, we are only able to hire so many counsellors due to the funding that we have. But of course, actually, the parents show, if there are any qualified, experienced counsellors, or even on a completely separate note, not to support with the hands-on therapy side, but if anyone is interested in finding out more about Youth Talk, perhaps sharing their time, able to volunteer at an event for us, we are always keen to have more volunteers to join us, because ultimately we can only do what we do with more and more people supporting us, raising awareness of what we do and joining us at lots of fun events and so forth.
Brilliant. I think every parent will be just saying, right, provide the contact. So Rachel, remind us again, how can everybody get in touch, and remind us of the Just Giving page once more?
Thank you so much. So we are Youth Talk. So please visit our website, which is youthtalk.org.uk. And on there, there's a really clear button for young people to get in touch, to refer themselves should they need to. But right now we have a community appeal out there, which is justgiving.com/campaign/new home. And I would hugely appreciate it if all of you could just visit our page now, please share it. And if you can, please make a donation. Thank you so much.
Thanks a million, Rachel. So lovely to meet you. And keep up the fantastic work. Honestly, I'm sure word of mouth will just keep growing and growing. And sadly, I don't think it's a problem that's going to go away.
Yeah, exactly.
Anytime soon. So thank you.
No, sadly not. Thank you so much, Lydia. Really lovely chatting. Take care.
All the best.
Bye.
Hello and welcome back to the Parents Show on Mix 92.6. So I'd love to give you a really, really warm welcome to Rosie Ayres, who's joining us on the show this evening. And we're continuing our discussion around Youth Talk, a local organisation that provides counselling to young people. So Rosie, you're an ambassador and a supporter of a volunteer with Youth Talk. You're very welcome to the Parents Show. Tell us a little bit about how you got there. How did you get to be a volunteer with Youth Talk?
Oh, well, hi, Lydia. Thank you so much for having me on today. So, yeah, I used to work for Youth Talk through the government Kickstart scheme. And I mean, I absolutely loved working there. Everyone there is so lovely and we all got on very well. And so I was only there for 6 months on a 6 month contract. And when I left, I didn't really want to leave. You know, I didn't want to say goodbye to anyone. So I was like, you know what, I will still lend a hand where I can, whether that's volunteering with them. I've done speeches for them on their behalf and radio interviews and helping along with the youth panel as well, which is definitely one of the most important things that I think I've ever really been a part of, because it's just helping young people constantly. And I love doing that. So that's kind of where I am with them at the moment.
Sounds wonderful, Rosie. And tell us about yourself. Why is this, why is Youth Talk so important to you? Why does it strike a chord with you?
Oh, so Youth Talk is important in so many ways. It's hard to pick just one. But for me, when I've struggled with anxiety for pretty much my whole life. I don't remember when I first experienced it. But when I was younger, I didn't know about Youth Talk. I wasn't told about it. It wasn't a big charity then. I don't even know if it was around then. And so I kind of had to end up going through private therapy, which although is expensive, it really, really helped me. But I was missing school. I was unwell. I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't making friends. I just physically couldn't do anything. So it was a bit more of a pressing matter than waiting. And so I went through private therapy. And I mean, my therapist is absolutely insane. I still see her now. I've been seeing her for, I think, 10 plus years now, which is insane. but yeah, I wish I had a charity like Youth Talk when I was younger that was free, confidential, and I could have gone to it without even needing to talk to my parents about it first. I could have just applied myself and kept everything very private. But because I had to have money to afford it, and so I had to be very open that I was going through something, which I know not everyone is okay with being that open. And honestly, the talking therapy that I received was incredible. It transformed my life. I went from being someone that could never go out, not go out to eat, not leave the house, not go to school, nothing, to being someone that ended up going to uni, passing her A-levels, can go out to eat with her friends now easily without issues, and living somewhat of a normal life, which is incredible. And although I've been seeing her for 10 years, it's been on and off. I'm lucky that I've been able to choose when to have her so I can go back to her when I want to. But yeah, with Youth Talk, it would have been good to be able to obviously get that for free, which obviously for a young person is good, especially if I need it now as a 21-year-old, I wouldn't be able to afford the private therapy anymore. And at Youth Talk you can, which is just amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a game changer for lots of young people out there. And as you
definitely
said, the self-referral capacity to Youth Talk is really, really amazing. And why do you think talking therapy works now than, you know, when you started 10 years ago?
So when I started, I was in year six. I was about 10 years old. I think you are in year six. And I'd had like multiple doctor's appointments where I'd spoken to specialists and none of them were helping. And until I finally found my therapist. And the thing about talking therapy is you don't have to say anything for maybe two or three sessions more, you know, and they'll sit with you until you're ready to speak, until you're ready to share. You could talk about just some random thing that's happened in your week. It doesn't have to be anything deep. It doesn't have to be anything that's troubling you. You could just talk about, oh, I walked my dog the other day. It was windy, you know, and they will sit and they will listen until you're ready to speak. They won't force you to say anything that you're not ready to say. And I think that's what I really loved about it, is because I was able to take my time and grow a like level of trust with the person that I was talking to. And obviously I've now built my like years and years of trust with my therapist. So I talk to her about everything and anything. I go in and I'm like, right, how much time do you have? And I talk for the entire hour and I'm like, oh no, I'm not done by the end. But you know, like it, I think what's so good about it is that you get time to just be ready. You don't have to force yourself to say anything. And you kind of get the opportunity to just speak your truth and what you're experiencing in the privacy of someone's company that you know is not going anywhere else. You know what you're saying is in confidence, unless obviously you're a danger to anyone or yourself. Everything that you're saying is in that room. Once you leave that room, you can pretend like you haven't even said anything. You can just go about your day, or you can go talk to other people about what you've learned about yourself. You know, the opportunities are endless once you've done it, which I think is what's so good about it. And having done both talking therapy and CBT, which is a lot more hands-on, you're dealing with what you're experiencing rather than just talking about it. I definitely think that the talking therapy had a much more beneficial, I'm trying to think of the word, beneficial impact, yes, that's the word, on me personally. And I've definitely seen it have a beneficial impact on so many people I know, because they're just able to sit and it's like you end up becoming sort of friends with this person, and then it's just like talking to a friend that you can just 100% trust in, which is what everyone wants, you know?
Absolutely. And can you describe or tell us why you think it works with young people, with your generation and the generation ahead of you? Why does talking matter so much, and does it matter more than you think for other generations, other previous generations?
Well, I mean, our generation, well, my generation, I definitely have noticed that we love to talk. That's for sure. Especially the new generations, it's all about self-help and talking about how you feel and what's going on in your life. And obviously not everyone is equipped to talk about their feelings. They're not very good at it, or they struggle with it. But I think definitely with my age group, talking helps so much. And I think the reason why it's becoming a more known thing that just talking about your feelings is so important is because back, I don't know how many years ago now, but like people kept those feelings inside, especially men. They don't talk about their feelings, and they never used to. They had to be these stern men that were the man of the house and needed to keep a straight face about everything. And I think now it's becoming a lot more like accepted and talked about, and the awareness around it is out there. You know, like it's everywhere. Everyone's saying, talk about your feelings, do this, do that. We're here for you. We're here to listen. It's just everywhere. And I think that's why you've talked so good right now. They're in the prime time to get everyone on their side, because I mean, everyone wants to talk about their feelings and they're wanting to find out what's wrong with them. And people that have had issues in the past are finally thinking, oh, maybe it's because of this. I should maybe go talk about this. And they're finally coming out of their shells because they know they can, because they're safe.
That's lovely and so reassuring. I mean, for any parents that are listening, hearing how freely you speak about the importance of talking, Rosie, will encourage parents, I'm sure, to encourage their children, you know, if they've got a bumpy bit of life going on at the moment, to reach out. And we spoke to Rachel earlier in the show, and I loved how she said that youth talk isn't about the most extreme crisis, because that's not what youth talk does. Youth talk is about a really broad spectrum of issues like loneliness, bullying, exam stress, friendship issues.
Oh yeah, they cover everything. That if you need help, they're there, you know. It's yeah,
fantastic. It's so nice to hear it. And so we really get how important it is for young people to talk. And I think it's important that organizations like Youth Talk exist, but they need help. Can you tell us what kind of help you think Youth Talk needs as a volunteer, an ambassador, and a previous employee?
So when I was working at Youth Talk, one of the main issues that we saw and that I saw that I found absolutely heartbreaking to watch was the fact that the amount of people they get signing up to use their services, they cannot afford. They had, like when I was working there, they had 100 or more on the waiting list, which is so, I mean, I was just like, I wish I could help every single one of you, you know, because it's so heartbreaking to see that that many people need help. And one of the main things that Youth Talk struggle with is that they're a small charity. They're so small and there's only a few of them working there and they work so hard. I mean, honestly, it's incredible to witness, but they don't have the resources or the money to be able to afford that many people. Now, I know recently they're working on opening a new premises in St. Albans, and honestly, it looks incredible and I will want to be there all the time. It looks so cozy and just welcoming. And they're finally starting to expand. But in order to continue expanding and continuing to help young people in St. Albans and then possibly expanding to further in the county is money. Because at the end of the day, everything costs. And they just, yeah, they need people to donate to them. And they need mainly people that can really just be there and help them get to the full potential that they can be at the end of the day.
Brilliant, Rosie. So we Rachel gave us the Just Giving page. I think it's justgiving.org/campaign/new home, but it'll be on the Parents Show social media. So I think you're saying parents, get out there, click, even if it's a fiver, tenner, if you can give 50, all the better to help support this local charity.
Yes, like please do. I was lucky enough that my mum paid for my private therapy, but I have an absolutely amazing mum, so I can't blame her. But use that money that you would be paying towards the private therapy to pay towards Youth Talk so that not only can your child get the help that they might need, but other children can too. And not just children, young adults. We're talking 20 to 25 here as well. People that are trying to live on their own, are trying to get through life right now after a pandemic has been here. So, you know, if you can, any little bit, even if it's a tenner, even if it's a fiver, it will help towards everything. And it will mean the world to even just one young person to get however many sessions, you know?
Absolutely. Rosie, thank you so much for on so many levels. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for inspiring us and for sharing your journey with us, because I think that'll spur parents on. I think parents might have fixed ideas about young people not wanting to talk. Well, you've blown that out of the water. Young people do want to talk. And thanks
yeah,
for...
I do have... there is more information on my story if you're feeling like you've not heard enough or if you're needing just a little bit more context on the Youth Talk page. There's also a blog that I wrote when I worked there about my struggles with loneliness, and I have a disability, so there's also my struggles with that and the loneliness that came with it and how I overcame all of the anxieties with that. So please be sure to go have a look on there, where there are also many other blogs that might be very useful to you if you have a child that's also struggling.
Brilliant. Rosie Ayres, thanks so much for joining us on
the Parents
Show.
Thank you so much for having me.